Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host. I'm one of your hosts, Iggy Garcia.
Hey, I'm Katie Singing Eagle.
We are here live in the studio with InsightsRadio.com. David Tucros is home. He is not feeling well. So we see your prayers and love to David that he feels better, and that he recovers, and that his headache goes away, and whatever else that was there. So,
oh, I hope you feel better, Crows.
I know he's out there somewhere floating, huh? Flying. But today's Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
You know, so I wanted to kind of, you don't really give a shout out for that, but I mean, you do remember and you do acknowledge that this was a very, very spiritual man.
Mm-hmm.
He brought a lot to the world, to his family, to his friends, and all the things that being, you know, someone who's in the light, someone who works, and someone who's looking for peace and love and hope. And of course, his life ended tragically, which like happens to a lot of good leaders like that.
Yes.
And so we want to remember and recognize his efforts and the efforts that are still continuing today that he's done.
For peace and right civil rights and free speech and all kinds of different things going on.
Yeah.
That people are still fighting for in this country.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny you said we're still fighting for that. You know, you would think that we'd move further along and further ahead into, I don't know, a better society or a better way of living, but we still have so much, there's so much anger and hate, and there's so much misinformation and so much, you know, old-fashioned, old thinking, and just, I don't know, it just, sometimes it really makes me kind of wonder about things.
Mm-hmm. Same here. And then things that are not just going on in our country, but other countries that are trying to live out a free and peaceful life, things are going on there. And then controversial things, too. So I am all in favor of free speech and people having their rights and things that they can do. I don't know anybody else's opinion, but... And because I don't want anybody making fun of me for anything or anything I believe in or stand for. So one thing, just like my grandmother used to say, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say anything at all. And sometimes the things that we think are funny or right or something, they're really not nice to other people. And we should always be mindful of other people's feelings and their belief systems. You know, so that's just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else might think totally opposite of me. But.
They probably do. You know, there's, I always was taught that there, when someone else is moving into the light, there's other people moving into the darkness. It's just kind of like a pattern, like a thing, just an ebb and flow that happens, natural
mm-hmm.
occurrence. When there's daylight on one side of the earth, there's night on the other.
Yes.
And so we also are going to have a special guest tonight. At some point, hopefully he can find his way to our show. I'm looking for his number on the phone lines, and I don't see it at this moment. But the Reverend Gary C. Heron will be on with us, and he'll be talking to us about the work he does. He's he's a Wiccan high priest and shaman. He's been doing that for about 35 years. He's a spiritual counselor. He does tarot cards, crystal ball readings. He's pretty big in the metaphysical community, you know, and the work he does. So at some point we will bring him on when I see his phone appear on my dashboard that he gave me. I think it's a 740 number. So if you change your telephone number, text me, let me know.
Yeah, that's the area code for that, southeast, you know, that kind of area out that way, southeast 740. So, I know that area. Hey, no. I don't, now, what kind of topic did you want to, we know how we flow, but.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting that Thunder from, you know, Mr. Heron, you know, I was kind of, I wanted to elaborate, you know, that everybody who does medicine work or metaphysical work has their own gifts. They have their own techniques. They have their own way they approach things and how they see things. The reason I bring that up is because when you work with new people, you know, they only have conjured up images in their minds of how they see people and how they perceive metaphysical workers, you know, shamans or Wiccans, mm-hmm. or you know, Reiki practitioners, massage therapists, whatever. So people have this idea what things should look like. I got some interesting emails the other day, and people were asking me if I was this or that, and you know, so well, you know, I'm not necessarily this or that, you know, but there are variations and versions of what I do. So there is really no cookie cutter, you know,
cookie cutter way
of being a shaman or a cookie cutter, or even being a naturopathic doctor or a regular, you know, a Western medicine doctor. You learn certain things and then you apply certain things. Like every doctor, you know, doesn't do everything. There are specialists. You know, there are mm-hmm. guys who are foot doctors. There are guys who are heart surgeons. There are guys who do this. In our community, it's the same exact way. And that's something that people, I think, slowly and surely are starting to understand, that not everybody who's, you know, so calls themselves a shaman per se, all do the same exact work. We mm-hmm. don't. We have similarities and we have similar, you know, fluxes in the things we do and how we approach things. But in the end, it becomes our own gift. You know, it's how we share it with everybody in the world. So looking forward for him to maybe give a little spin of how he does things and how people perceive him, because I find it very interesting that sometimes we kind of get all lumped into one group, you know. Oh, you're all new age. Well, I hate to report to you, it's not new age. It's called old age, buddy.
Yeah, ancient age. Time itself.
Yeah, new age is, I don't know, new age is just somewhere someone got freaked out and, you know, wanted to slow things down. But you know what? Didn't slow anything down. That train is moving faster and faster every day. The way people are trying to heal and trying to find answers, because the way they're trying to find answers today and the way they're healing, it's not working for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are really suffering. People are really going through a lot of stuff. They're going through pains and aches, and cancer is rampant right now. And, you know, there's just things that, you know, our system's not adequately able to, you know, serve people sometimes.
And a lot of this stuff people didn't have back, you know, years ago. They didn't go through a lot of this sickness and disease and stuff that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like going back to ancient times, going back to ancient ways of eating. People are doing the paleo diet and looking into Ayurveda and
mm-hmm.
The Mediterranean and all kind of ways in which people ate years and years and years ago, rather than what is out there on the market today. And a lot of these companies are, I watched the commercials, and a lot of them are pushing their processed products so hard and putting things for schools and things for this and this contest and that contest and coupons here and coupons there, just to get people to buy these products that really people are pushing away from anymore. So it's going back to vegetables and fruit
mm-hmm.
and lean meats and fish and wholesome bread. And that's all you need, really. You don't need cornflakes and
mm-hmm.
and candy bars and fruit chews and all kind of stuff. Anything you find in a box,
mm-hmm.
Or even some of the canned products, you don't need those at all. You just need what's on the outer aisles of your grocery store.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, the consumers today are becoming more educated on what they're eating as well, not just taking things for granted that the people who are practicing them are putting good stuff in it, because we found now that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were finding out, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, the worst culprit right now that people are very unaware of is the beer manufacturers
mm-hmm.
and the alcohol industry. The alcohol industry, I know this for a fact because I've been in the restaurant business for many years, but GMOs run rampant in liquor. In liquor and the grains that they use. And you know, God knows what kind of adverse effects that has. Getting drunk's bad enough sometimes, you know, when you're getting to that stupor, but you know, it doesn't help your body if you overdo it as well.
And then certain products are only pushed in certain neighborhoods and areas of town.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then long time ago, maybe about 15 years ago, 2020 had a news show that told about these products that are pushed in certain neighborhoods and about the different brands of cigarettes and alcohol and food products that are pushed in different neighborhoods that you won't find. You'll find them more in the low income neighborhoods, mm-hmm. or the impoverished neighborhoods more so than you would find these products in upper level class neighborhoods and stuff. And there's certain chemicals and properties that are in certain foods and alcohol and cigarettes and whatnot that are in these neighborhoods. And nobody is putting a gun to anybody's head to buy or to partake of these products, but there's certain things in them to keep people under control and keep them addicted.
They have addictive qualities. That's exactly what I was just going to say. There's some, you know, sugars and fats, you know, and you just want more. Your body just craves that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's forcing anybody to buy it or do anything to partake of them, but people, and then even though you might educate folks on don't buy this product because of this, people still do it. So I'm like, okay, why? But it's addictive. Sometimes you got to have your French fries. Sometimes you got to have your Newport. Sometimes you got to have your, you know, malt liquor or whatever else that's addictive that you need to have to get your quick fix.
Yeah.
You know, so anybody that has these, I don't know. Just like today, here I am talking, and I don't drink soda pop that much. Mm-hmm. Rarely I drink it. But today I got a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So get my, you know, sugar fix. It's either, and for me, I like coffee. So my fix is really coffee and chocolate. Those are two things that I could live without them, but I choose not to live without them. I have to have a cup of coffee, at least one cup of coffee every day.
Yeah.
And then a piece of chocolate maybe at least once a week. So.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because I've been without soda for a while. I haven't been drinking. I've been trying to cut back. You and I are both using a similar app to monitor what we're eating and stuff and, you know, goals that we have to lose weight or maintain weight or just stay in shape. And so yesterday I had soda, you know, and it was gross, man. I drank it and it was just like, I just felt sick. I just felt terrible after I drank it. My body was like, just getting ready to, you know, just like didn't want it. And then all of a sudden there was nothing else to drink. I just went and I popped in a while. Mm-hmm. And I drank one, then I drank two, and I was like, oh my God.
And
I was just
you probably drank it. Did you drink it straight out of the can or bottle?
No, I put ice, but still, it just, you know, it was just like, I didn't miss it. You know, it was like, I thought it was like, be good to have a nice Coke, you know, once in a while. Mm-hmm. But no, I just, it was, I don't know. It tasted angry.
I got the Mountain Dew I went to Taco Bell and I got me a burrito and a Mountain Dew. And I know the Mountain Dew is watered down.
Mm-hmm.
And the burrito, I mean, it had the flavor. I don't do fast food and I hadn't had a burrito in so long from Taco Bell. But it was just kind of it had good flavor. I'll give it that. But it was kind of messy and greasy and yucky. It wasn't like the nice burrito they show on the commercials or the pictures or the advertisements. It was totally kind of drippy and wet and saucy. And I'm like, okay, no wonder I don't buy them anymore. If I want a good burrito, I usually go to Chipotle or something.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, ugh.
Let's cut to the commercial and then we'll bring Gary on because I think I see his number on the dashboard here in the switchboard.
Okay.
And we shall return.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We are back to With Insights Radio. Iggy Garcia here, and I also got a little gift from Katie today. She got me, I think it's a purple, was it a barracuda, or is that a barracuda, or is that a...
Look up underneath the...
It's an AAR Cuda.
Okay.
That's what it says, the Plymouth. It's actually the Plymouth, the 70th Plymouth. 1970s Plymouth. It's a Hot Wheels car. She got me a car today.
Yeah, I love Hot Wheels. I've loved Hot Wheels since I was a little kid. I used to take my brother's Hot Wheels, and then my mom had to start buying me my own.
All right, so we're going to move into the interview now. Person that we is a friend of ours. He's been on certain drummings with us. Thousand Drummers is one of the places we meet him sometime. And we meet him at shows all over the, you know, the Central Ohio area and in other areas. So he's been at ULE. He's been at Gift of Light. Gary is a Wiccan High Priest, shaman of over 35 years of experience. He's a spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, crystal ball reader, metaphysical speaker, teacher, energy worker, and Qui-Gon, and artist of walking sticks and amulets. He lives in the southeast Ohio near Logan, Ohio. And his website is theshamanwitch.com. And we want to welcome Gary to the show. You there, Gary?
I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening,
hey.
My friend.
Hi, Katie. How you doing there? Hi, Iggy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Doing good.
Good. I hope you can hear me okay. I sound like I'm talking to a piece of wood here.
You sound fine to me.
Hopefully you can hear us well. Hopefully you can hear
us.
Yes,
I can.
Okay, very good. Well, we're glad you can take a few minutes or whatever, hours that we're going to talk here, days, you know, transcending time. We're gonna go through the universe and play out. But, I'm glad you could take some time to be with us tonight.
Yeah, and I was listening to your conversation there, and it was intriguing me a lot because it's on some of the subjects that you were speaking about, about the products that we ingest in today's society and the attitudes and stuff. That's kind of right up my alley because I think society as a whole needs to work on that and become aware of what we're ingesting into our bodies, not only physically but mentally as well.
Oh, I totally, absolutely agree with you. That's something that in the work that I do as well, may ask people constantly, Katie does too, you know, what are you eating? You know, what are you drinking? You know, some of those things.
Yeah,
I'm with
can...
you folks. Every once in a while I like a nice Pepsi on ice if I'm going to have pizza or a good sandwich or something. You know, I enjoy, you know, a beer once in a while, you know, but it's our rule of thumb in my line of work here is all things in moderation. And most
definitely.
People anymore, that there's no moderation. It's just more, 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 more. How much sugar can I get? How much salt can I get?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then they wonder why they have prostate troubles, breast cancer, all the, you know, cancer, all this other diseases around, you know, and they wonder, you know, why is this happening to me? And that's just
right.
For starters with the physical body.
Absolutely.
You are what you eat.
Absolutely.
That's what they say.
Yeah. And then as far as the mental body goes, okay, you know, it's like, what are we listening to? What is coming out of our own mouths?
Garbage out.
That's it. You know, it's the same thing. And people run around with negative attitudes. They may watch the evening news and they go to bed angry, you know, and then it's like you get up the next day and they just drudge back and forth to work and they say, why am I not happy? Well, it's because of what you're putting into your mental body as well. What are you putting into your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people, you know, they'll put stuff into their mind and into their, it gets in their soul, and they don't do anything to feed their spirit either. They get
Correct.
Spiritual food.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Which feeds the higher being.
There's a lacking in the spiritual body as well. You're right, Katie.
Hey, Gary, I want you to take us down memory lane.
Okay.
I want you to take us to a point where, you know, where you just one day said, hey, you know what, my spiritual calling is this. And then what? How your magic and how you got into the path that you're on today.
Okay. I've always been interested in the metaphysical, the occult, which means hidden, mysteries of life. I'm originally from the northeastern Ohio area, and I grew up out in the country, and I was always sort of a magical wild child, if you will. And it wasn't until I became a teenager that I started getting into reading tarot cards for kids in high school and stuff like that. It was just a natural process. And I tell everybody I'm a Wicca, which I'm a witch, but I tell everybody I've always been a witch because I've always dabbled. As long as I can remember, you know, that's the path that I've been walking. But it never came to real light until I actually moved to the Columbus area in 1980 and made a conscious choice to follow that Wicca path and become a high priest. So I started looking for a teacher. I found one in the Columbus area and studied with her for a couple years and realized that she was a wonderful teacher. She was a wonderful lady, but she didn't have the answers that I really needed for my own spiritual and soul growth. So that's when I started really digging in as far as the book work goes, and I found another teacher that did have the answers that I was seeking, and I studied with her for over 14 years. And that I eventually became her high priest and the high priest of the Temple of Wicca, Coven One Spirit. And as I finished up with her, the studies with her and everything, a strange event happened in my life where an animal started coming to me. Just strange encounters out in the forest and stuff like that. I would see visions in the tree trunks or visions in the landscape of the leaves and the trees and everything. And then I had animals start coming to me. A crow came to me, very prolific. A hawk came to me quite a bit. And I discovered shamanism. So as Wicca was sort of waning, shamanism was coming in. And then I started picking up all sorts of books and studying and started doing practical application of shamanic techniques and discovered that if I was a Wicca high priest, I was a shaman, okay? Like you said earlier in the program, you know, everybody does something different, okay, as far as a shaman goes or a high priest in Wicca. They're all earth-based and everything, but my particular forte was working with the psychic realm or working with the mental realm, and that's why I became a spiritual counselor as well. But the shamanism definitely helped because I was able to incorporate not only our belief in God, Goddess, and the all that is, but it connected my connection with just the Creator. It's me and the Creator and everything else around. So it kind of took the weight off a little bit and made things a lot easier and a lot more rewarding of a life experience for myself. And that's how I became Wiccan High Priest and Shaman, and I've been traveling this path for over 35 years now.
Excellent. Thank you. No, that was in a nutshell, and I appreciate that. Just kind of puts us on a little path, so at least the listeners can kind of get a feel for who you are. You know, I also do a lot of shamanic work as well myself.
Of course.
You know, I know like you and I both run into people all the time. They try to probably throw us in a one lump sum with things. And I know people come to me for ayahuasca all the time. And I tell them first, right off the bat, I say, hey, you know what? I'm not an ayahuasca minister. And, you know, they're like, what? What is that? Well, that's a completely whole different ballgame. That's a whole completely different type of shaman who does, you know, plant-based medicine. I work with plants and stuff, but I don't work with the ingested, you know, hallucinogenic plants because part of me doesn't feel that I need to do that at this time.
I agree with that. I mean, people go to the ayahuasca and some of the other, you know, peyote and stuff like that, and they really don't know what they're getting themselves into. Mm-hmm. They look at it as a recreational type thing rather than a spiritual experience. And if you don't have a trained leader, trained shaman taking you sort of by the hand down that path, you may run into some very mind-bending obstacles in your life. You're just not ready for it. And that's the role of the shaman is to prepare you for that work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so.
Correct.
So if you would say, oh yeah, I can take you down to Peru and I can get you in touch with those guys and we'll just give you a whole bowl of this ayahuasca and everything. It's like you don't know what you're getting yourself into. You better be prepared.
Yeah, preparation's huge, especially when you're working with plant-based medicines because they will. It's the freeway to finding out what's deep inside your deepest core, and man, the things that come out, and you have to have somebody there who knows how to coach you through it because it is a process.
Right.
You're purging all the time.
Right. And another thing too is like how to get you back out of that.
Yeah. That is true.
I've had a lot of experiences in my time where people have worked magical rituals and practices and actually changed the course of events but didn't know how to close the doors behind themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the thing wide open for chaos to happen or mental problems again, you know, to happen because they didn't know how to clean up after themselves.
Yeah, that is so true. Because you and I, all three of us have worked with people who've said, I've got an attachment, I have something on me, and this is going on, and la, la, la. And, you know, one of the first questions I ask is, like, why is the door open?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you open the door? What's going on? Why would you invite something? Because there's a part of us at some level that invites these things into our lives, I believe, in the mm-hmm. practice that I work. It could be small as my fingernail or as big as, you know, a city block that you open
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah. And then when you take attachments off of people, you better make sure they don't attach themselves or come following you.
Yeah.
You got to send them someplace.
Right.
So
I send them to South Carolina, but hey, you know, no wonder it's all messed down there.
Because I worked with someone who did work and take attachments off of someone, but then the attachments attached to them. So then we had to work and get the attachments off of them. And then make it go and not reattach to anybody or anything else.
Right.
You got to know what you're doing.
That's right. It must be like the person trying to do weather magic. Oh, we need rain. We need rain. So they conjure up something and they make it rain. But did anybody think to shut it off?
Yeah.
You know, are we in for a deluge here, a tsunami? What? You know, we're just going to let it rain for 40 days and 40 nights? What? Well, you know. Here, somebody shut the spigot off here.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I know what you mean on that one.
Yeah. But it's a very interesting path, and those are things to consider because when you get down and you start talking about cosmic stuff or metaphysical things and everything, everything counts. Your words count. Your vibrations count. You know, everything counts, and that's another thing people don't take into consideration, too. Getting up out of your chair and walking across the room to pick up something and coming back, let's face it, you've disturbed the energy in the room.
Yeah.
Now, granted, we don't walk around, all of us, you know, paranoid, oh, man, if I touch the light switches, something's going to happen besides the light coming on. But when you stop and think, you know, that everything, you know, kill a butterfly, change an entire lifetime.
Hmm.
That kind of thing. You know, it's very interesting to realize when you're doing magical work or shamanic practices and stuff that everything counts. Every word counts. Every action counts. So something to take into consideration.
Yeah, and I agree with Gary on that because, you know, I say every word's a prayer because it is a prayer. You know, when you start to ask for things, you start to manifest things. When we speak, you know, we're creating constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not see it physically, like I see you, Katie, right now, but it's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there. It goes out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the person tells you that I can't manifest or I can't do this. Well, you know what? You manifest every day when you say you can't.
Absolutely. Every moment, really. Our thoughts, our thoughts create our reality.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Just like words going out and travel, you know, I go from, you know, where I'm at, down on High Street, to over here to Iggy's and to the house here near Dublin. And I say a prayer when I get in my car. I'm mm-hmm. like, angels protect me while I'm on this road and don't let anything, any harm or danger come to me. So even saying that, I'm putting that energy out there and asking for the angels to protect me, my spirits to protect me while I'm on the road driving. So even that is cause and effect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the main thing right there is cause and effect. You know, the things that you, you know, come, you know, you say or do or even suggest, you know, it has an effect on other people and other things around you. So that's very profound, I think.
Yeah, well, so Gary, what would you like to share with our listeners about yourself and the work you do and
mm-hmm.
something
okay.
that's on your heart, things that, you know, some things that are
okay.
important to you?
Well, I've got a lot of nice things going on Facebook. I have a lot of nice friends there that, you know, it's a social network, and I have a lot of fun. And I've been doing a group on there called Shaman Witch. It's just like my website, www.shamanwitch.com. But it's mainly an inspirational type group. I post a lot of pictures of artists' work and their photography and so on and so forth, and drawings, and I just have a daily quote, something inspirational, something that will empower them, something that will get them by, maybe it will hit a nerve. And so I've been doing a lot of that on Facebook, and I invite people to come by and check us out. And other than that, I'm in between jobs right now as far as physical or as far as labor goes, employment. But I'm looking at this particular year to launch my metaphysical career full time. And So I've been doing a lot of networking, and I've been doing a lot of radio shows, or you know, public speaking, or tarot card readings, expos, so on and so forth. And I'm sure as the year goes by, my calendar is going to fill up more and more. And that's what I'm looking forward to this coming year.
Yeah, and rumor is it, and has it, that you're going to be doing a radio show in the near future, at least once a month.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been invited to do a wonderful radio show hosted by yours truly, you. And once a month, and I'd be glad to come on and maybe do some crystal ball reading for people, do some predictions, see what I can see in the ball, and maybe help people. And that's my main thing, is to try to help people and sort out their lives and empower them to take their best step forward and to be good human beings. And that's my mission in life.
Yeah, we're going to call it Ask the Crystal Ball with your host, Reverend Gary C. Harris.
I got a stupid question. There's no really stupid question. This may sound silly. Have you ever seen anything weird in the crystal ball? Like, okay, I saw an eyeball before, and something else kind of weirdish. But so I don't look in the crystal balls myself. I don't know, because of what I saw. It's not my calling, I know.
Right. In my particular ball that I use, it has a lot of clear spots and it has a lot of inclusions, which means like a lot of cracks and crevices and so on and so forth. So anything's possible in this particular ball. I really felt drawn to it when I found it, and sort of called me over. And I have seen some strange stuff that, you know, okay, I've got a symbol here, I've got a shape. It looks a little demonic looking, but I don't think it is, because there's nothing else around to say that it is demonic in any shape, form, or fashion. It's not negative, but it certainly is weird looking, and I don't know what to even say about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a symbol, or it's just a shape, and this is what I would tell a client. I see this shape. I can describe it to you. I don't know what it means, but 6 months down the road, that person may see something and say, you know, I wonder if that guy, Gary, that, you know, that's what he was talking about, you see. Okay. So don't be afraid of things, because fear is magnetic just as much as courage is magnetic, and maybe more so sometimes. So don't bring that to you. Don't fear, because it's just fear is like anger. It perpetuates itself, and sometimes even faster than you want it to be.
I just wonder who was looking back at me.
that was your eyeball.
Yeah, it was probably you were looking too close, and it was your own eyeball looking at you.
It was a different color and everything. It wasn't even the same color as my eyes. I had gray eyes, blue-gray eyes, and this was a deep blue.
That's cool.
An eyeball with a deep blue eye. And it didn't look angry or anything. It just was weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, someone's looking back at me from another realm. They're looking at a ball.
And it may be, because another thing about the nice thing about the ball that I use, it has so many different factions and angles to look at that it has depth to it. And you can see deep down into it in different landscapes and stuff in the ball. So I pull from that. You know, I say in the forefront I see this going on, but way back in the back of the crystal I might see something else. You see, so it has a lot of depth to it.
It was a friend of mine's crystal ball, and she doesn't have it anymore because she saw some different stuff in it, and she's like, "Oh, this isn't my calling."
Gary has her crystal ball.
So I guess we both kind of got, you know, wasn't ready for such, so it got sold to someone who wanted, who was ready for that kind of thing.
So Gary, when you look into this crystal ball. I mean, I'm sure you're going with just an open mind of what's going to happen, but do you ever, like, I know you see shapes and stuff, but do you ever get like a true, like a reading just pops into you and just kind of, you're in that flow that things just come to you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've had several, quite a few occasions where a person has asked me a question. Okay. They want to know about grandma or something just for conversation's sake. And I will go deep into the ball. And the next thing I know, I come out of trance and I've been talking for 10 minutes. And I'm not even looking at the ball anymore. I'm looking away, and the person is sitting over there staring at me going, I never had anybody explain something like that to me before, like that. And, you know, it's like, okay, what was I saying? Because I went far, far away.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, it's like I do a lot of trance work and stuff, and there are times when, and it doesn't seem to matter, you know, the way to read a crystal ball is in the darkened room, and it's just you and the client, and so on and so forth, and I kind of do away with that. I feel that if you're really trying to be clairvoyant, you ought to be able to read this ball anywhere, anytime. You can be sitting in Grand Central Station and be able to do a psychic reading.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty good. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, I was trained in Wicca that I should be able to sit in Grand Central Station and in my mind do a complete ritual in my mind. So there's no reason why I couldn't be clairvoyant in broad sunlight, you know, at the same time, too.
Right. All right. Katie and I kind of know kind of the work you do, but a lot of our listeners don't. So explain to them what Wicca is so they have an idea.
Wicca is... It is as old as the planet itself. Okay, there has always been shamans and there's always been witches. A witch is a person that has the book learning. Okay, a witch is always a pagan, but a pagan isn't always a witch or a Wicca. Okay, and the difference between a Wicca and a witch is Wicca has structure and witchcraft. Witch doesn't have as much structure to it. They may be learned, but they're not in a group, so to speak, where they're structured, okay? The Wicca were the learned ones of long ago, okay? They're the ones that held the rituals and the spells and the dances and the songs and the stories and were able to teach the pagan folk, pagan meaning pagani, those who dwelled on the heath or heathens, okay? They're the ones that taught them. They're the ones that led the rituals. When they would go to summer solstice, okay, it was the Wicca who led the procession, and they would go out into the woods, and they would have their rite, and they would have a feast and a celebration, and basically make merry with the earth magic, okay, the masculine and feminine aspects of everything, of the earth, and Wicca is primarily a feminist religion, okay, it's a matriarchal religion. It doesn't mean that men are casted aside. By all means, they're right there as equals. But in a ritual, the high priestess always has the final say. So it's a matriarchal religion. All right. And we've been around for since the beginning of time. The resurgence of Wicca came out in the early 1950s with Gerald Gardner from the British Isles, who said, you know, I'm... Sure, there's been witches. There's always been witches, and there still is because I am one. And when he said that, wrote that in his book, all of a sudden you had a lot of heads turn and say, well, that's what I've been doing. I must be one too. So a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon back in the 50s. In 1951, the last witchcraft act was banished in Britain. They used to hang and burn witches and stuff like that, a lot of them. And so that last Witchcraft Act was repealed, and so that left the doors open for a resurgence of Wicca to come on. And we've had several waves come in. I think we're due for another wave. The last one was in the late 60s, early 70s with the hippie movement. And there was a lot of Wiccas that came to the forefront in that time. And here we are. Past due, actually, we should have had another resurgence in the 90s, but I think we're just on the verge of having another resurgence with the young people coming up the path today and wanting to know more and learn the old ways of Wicca and magic.
Thank you. I really appreciate you explaining that, because I know we're coming into a time now that I think people are a little more open to understand things that they didn't understand before. And I know a lot of the things that the work that we all do at one time or another have been attacked by fundamentalist Christians, fundamentalist, you know, Muslims, whatever. All
right.
These type of religions have had their share of encounter with these earth-based religions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm finding here now that there's this really big, you know, want to understand, to be reconnected with the Mother Earth and to understand her, that we know that the planet's alive, man. It lives.
Yeah.
It's not like this entity that just floats around in outer space and just, you know, supports. No, it's a living being. It's a thing.
It is a living thing, yes.
You know, and it breathes and it cries and it sheds and it grows and it keeps growing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I try to teach people in the work I do, so they can understand that, you know, all my relations means that we're all connected some way or another. Because
right.
As soon as you take the atmosphere away from the planet, I guarantee you, you're going to die. You know, physically, you know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're not still connected. You're still connected.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there is the separation is in our minds. The separation between peoples and beliefs are what's inside, what we create inside our head.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's why I was saying a little bit ago that the real problem is the mind these days. I mean, a lot of advertisers know that. Okay, so they work on our minds. We have concepts dealt out by religions and governments and so on and so forth to bend our minds to their will. Okay, and what we really need to do is we are of our own mind. You can think anything because your thoughts create your reality. So it doesn't matter if the government says you can't do this, you can't do that. Yes, we're in society, but you know, I can choose a different way in my own mind. I can choose to create abundance and prosperity and wealth and so on and so forth in my mind. And if my mind, my thoughts create my reality, then I shouldn't have any problems. If the government wants to have an economic breakdown, that's fine. Have a good one, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you. You know, I hear people say, oh, there's a recession. I'm like, where? You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I ate today. I have a roof over my house. I have nice friends I'm talking to right now. I have a wonderful wife at home here, and I have two beautiful cats. That, you know, they're my babies. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can look out the door here, and I can see all of nature and its abundance all around me. I can look at the stars and everything. Gosh, who's poor?
Right, exactly my point.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Well put. I'm not poor.
Starving. I got a roof over my head.
That's right.
Car to drive, you know.
So, folks, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. That's 646-595-3440. So if you have any questions for either Gary, Katie, or myself, you know, we're going to go to a break here real quick. We're going to come back and just see what people are thinking and if they have anything that they have on their mind that maybe we can tap into and maybe we can help them with. All right, Gary, we'll be right back. Okay, my friend?
All right, I hope they call.
Shall we return? All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to WithInsightsRadio.com. Your host, Iggy Garcia, and Katie Singing Eagle.
Thanks.
We're here live on the air with our friend, Reverend Gary C. Heron. He is a high Wiccan priest, shaman for over 35 years. He's been sharing with us his adventures, his life in a nutshell. If you want to get to know him a little bit better and you want to contact him, his website is shamanwitch.com. And, you know, you can type that in and get the information from there and talk to him. And I'm sure He'd be glad to work with you and give you a reading, crystal ball, card, tarot, whatever. You know, just got to get to know him. We have a lot of great people here in Ohio, Central Ohio, and abroad who do great work, who are friends with Insights Radio. Gary's one of them. So these people, you know, spend a lot of time learning and practicing their and honing their skills that have been endowed to them through great spirit, through the universe, through God, however you want to call it, wherever you resonate with. They bring different things, and each one of us who are in this metaphysical community, this holistic community, we all have our own individual gifts. We touch people in our own right, our own way, and you know what Gary can do, maybe I can't do, or vice versa. But he brings something to the table that, you know, it's unique to himself. So we encourage you to get a hold of him and talk with him. And you know, Gary, we're glad you're on the show with us today.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being here.
And like we say here at With Insights Radio, it's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
That's right. All right, we're going to take some callers here. So we ask that you either share with us what you're thinking about the show and how you're liking it, or something that maybe we can add another dimension to it. And if you have a question about something, please keep it to one quick, you know, just we don't need to go through the whole relationship if that guy likes me. Just say, you know, give us a feel where we need to go. So keep it simple. And we'll go from there. So we're going to take a caller, Gary, and if you feel like you need to jump in and answer or give something to this person, you know, please feel free.
Here sure, we go. I'd be more than happy to.
No, we don't
Hello,
need
caller.
It.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show, caller. Hi. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
What's your name, caller?
Go ahead. Bring it, please. Yes, hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Roxana.
Roxana.
Hi, Roxana.
Uh-huh. Hi.
What can we do for you today?
I had a relationship question, and I was not sure if I can ask you on the radio.
Well, sure, you can ask. Keep it short and simple. What's going on?
Well, my friend had the surgery recently, and I didn't hear from him, and I don't know how soon I will hear from him and if he is okay and if it will develop in positive relationship direction for us.
Mm-hmm. My feeling is that I'm looking in the ball right here right now, and I see lots of color. There's a lot of activity going on in the center of that issue. Okay, I think things are going to be okay, but it's like there's lots of color in the center and then a lot of things going on around it. My advice for you would be to be close at hand, to keep in touch with that person, get back in touch with that person, and just let them know that you're there for support.
I know. I told him, and I sent an email, no response, and I assume he's not able probably after the surgery. I don't know, it's been like 3 days, he's not able to read an email, maybe he's not even able to sit by the computer,
right.
And the phone is answering. That's why I cannot keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So you
right.
think that he's okay or he's not okay?
Yeah, give it a little time, give him a little rest to get past the issue, because there are a lot of things going on right now. Coming out the other side of this, I'm looking at the ball right now, and coming out the other side of this is... it's going to go quick. You need to be there to catch the train, so to speak, or he is going to go on. It's not that he's ignoring you, doesn't like you, or anything like that, but it's changing. It's a life-changing event for him, and you really have to be there to meet him coming out the door, so to speak, to say, hey, I'm still here, I'm here to support you, whatever. So
just keep trying to communicate my question, will he be able to get back to me? Because I tried everything, and he told me, wait until I call you after my surgery. And it's been like several days, or he told me, I will keep you updated. That's
yeah.
exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And how soon I will hear from him, because I cannot call his friends, relatives. It would be not appropriate.
Right. I understand. Just give him a little time. Just give him a little time and keep checking back. You know, if you,
so
can,
you
got his number or whatever, just keep checking back every few days, and you'll get in touch with him again.
But you're saying that it will be really quick. What do you mean that I need to?
Yeah, it's like when he comes out the other side, he's going to be a changed person. Let's face it, when anybody operates on a body or deals with someone's mind or so on and so forth, the whole ordeal, it changes them. Okay, and they may forget, you know, about people, or they may have other issues that they have to deal with or whatever. So that's why I say when he comes out the other side, he's going to be going off, oh, I got to get this done because I've let this go for so long, or I've got to get back to work, or he's going to have other things on his mind. And that's when I say you need to be there to meet him at the door to say, hey, I'm still here. I still like you. I'm concerned about you. I want to support you.
Okay? Yeah, I understand. But
yeah.
do you think that relationship will continue in a positive direction, or not?
Yes, you will. You will.
Thank you very much. Roxanne. If you want to continue this session with Gary, his information is shamanwitch.com. You can get a hold of him there. I'm sure he can set up a session with you. We thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hope things work out, Roxanne.
And, you know, that's how it goes. You know, relationships are tough. And you made some good points, and you channeled the energy correctly, especially when you come out of surgery. You're not quite there. You're not all there.
I had an issue about 5 years ago with my heart, and I know it was really devastating. You know, I wasn't the same person that I went in there as, because, let's face it, I came out, and my body was full of drugs, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, the heart, you know, blood thinners and so on and so forth. And I wasn't myself. I just wasn't myself, you know. So any kind of hospital stay will change you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It takes time. It takes time and patience to deal with someone who's been in the hospital or going through some sort of surgery or some sort of process. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing she needs to know. She needs patience.
And you know what happens, I believe, and this is from my own experience, is when you go in under the knife, there's pieces and parts of you that you let go. There's parts of you that you just release, and then you don't come back the same. You know, when they take this piece mm-hmm. out, or they clean that thing out, or, you know, you had this traumatic, it's a traumatic event for the body mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. for the spirit, because they're both together in this place, you know, in this limbo space, you know, while mm-hmm. you're under the anesthesia. Because
mm-hmm.
you all I know who've ever had surgery, you see the light in the operating room, and the next thing you know, you wake up, you're in some other room, and
with bones missing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the bones in my left leg removed, so I mm-hmm. wonder, you know, what kind of pathology, what they're doing with my bones, you know.
So Gary, I mean, I know you do a lot of the work, similar work we do with, you know, when people ask us about relationships and stuff. What's one of the biggest things that you find that is to help people, empower people, you know, to, you know, because, you know, we get a lot of these questions, you know, oh, this guy like me or she like me or whatever. I mean, so how do you empower somebody in order, you know, when you know that the news may not be good, or if it was good? So how do you empower them?
I in my readings, I'll be perfectly honest with you, there's a lot of readers out there that will candy coat things. I don't pull any punches. I tell you exactly what I see. I don't doubt myself. Doubt just is a barrier. But mm-hmm. I tell people, you know, to put your best foot forward. What is it that you want in a relationship? Oh, well, I want sex. Well, sex is great, but what's behind sex? Oh, I want to have an emotional security. I want to have emotional attachment. I want to have somebody caring about me. I want to have kindness and love. This is what empowers people, is these things, to mm-hmm. realize your emotions, what's behind your desires, and bank on those. If you want a man in your life that's courageous, well, you have to start thinking courageous yourself. You have to match up with that desire. You have like attracts like. You have to be kind. You have to be courageous. You know, do the things that you want to get out of a relationship. You know, you can't have a lot of drama and expect the relationship to just be great for forever and ever. Sooner or later, drama gets old.
Yeah.
So be kind, be generous, be open, and definitely open. Communication is a wonderful thing, you know, and be empowered, be strong. Nobody wants to be with someone that's weak and sick all the time. Be empowered, be strong.
You hit it on the nail, my friend, because we try to empower people, too, when we give our readings and when we do our work, because we find that, you know, they're our brother and our sister, you know, and they need mm-hmm. to be taken care of, and they need to be given the right. And I'm like you, Gary. I don't hold back punches either. And then when Spirit will say some crazy stuff, I'll say, hey, he says go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I tell you, I tell them, and then and I say, you'd be surprised.
Play the game. Eat a pizza.
You'd be surprised. They go, well, we were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese with our nephew for their birthday party. You know, it's just funny how spirit works.
Well, I've had people come back to me and say, you know, that time you bawled me out over whatever, I really wanted to thank you for that, you know. And it's like, okay, I guess you needed to hear that at the time, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Gary. And,
sure.
You know, I ask these questions because I like to know the people that we work with and what's on their mind, how they perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-part question. So do you believe in spontaneous healing? And number two, do you believe that a client can – one session will work with the client?
Spontaneous healing, I think it is possible. You're going to have to get in a state of mind that you believe that there is nothing other than that. Okay, mm-hmm. I think someone can walk up, put a hand on your head, and heal someone. It is not that person that's doing the healing. What you're doing is channeling the creative force through you.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of prep work to go to do that, to say to yourself, I can come to this person and do some good here with the help of the Creator. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So the second part, what was the second part there?
The second part is, well, I'll just change it a little bit. What would you consider a good session? Like how many times is one time enough for someone to work with you? Two times, three times?
In my personal practice, I give everybody the first hour free in my counseling sessions, okay? That
mm-hmm.
that gets break the ice there. I find out just what's going on. Sometimes I'll be able to say a few things in that first hour, and that's all they need, okay? And that's fine. I've done my job, okay? Normally I charge $20 an hour, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one or two sessions ought to be able to help somebody if they're open to that. In hypnosis, I always say I'd like to do it in three sessions. That way I reinforce that hypnosis induction that you're really getting it. If you want to quit smoking, we have to get down to the brass tacks here, and you have to want to quit smoking. First of all, let's get you to that place, and then I do three hypnotic sessions, and boom, 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 and you shouldn't be smoking after that. If you are, I'd certainly like to know why, and I'd give a fourth one at a discount, you know. But you have to get the person into a place where they want to be healed or they want to be better. And that's what the first hour really is all about.
Because I've run into, you know, metaphysicians who they like to keep clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I'm not really one about clients. I'm more about, you know, hey, let's move you through the process and get you to where you need to be.
Right.
You know, I don't have, like, this list of all these people, you know, whatever. Because that's just not how I work. Personally,
mm-hmm.
I want to see everybody. I want people heal. I want people to move forward in life, be able to not
right.
be dependent on me.
Right.
I don't want people calling me at 3 a.m, hey, Higgy, this demon's drinking a beer with me and he won't leave me alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be funny, but I've had those things, you know, and I had to tell people, hey, you know what? Listen, you're going to have to do the work as much as I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I
we're going to work together.
Yeah.
This is a team effort. This is not me fixing you. But that's just how I work. That's how I work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I agree with that. I have a client list of sorts. It's mostly, you know, friends and comrades and acquaintances that I know that, you know, if I need to contact them, I'll throw out, hey, you know, I'm running a special this month or something like that. But for the
Absolutely.
Most part, if they need my help, you know, it's like, no, I'm not going to have Mary come to me, you know, three times a month and be talking about the same, you know, dilapidated relationship she's got if Mary doesn't do anything about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do this work for Mary. Mary has to do it herself. And the only one who really knows how to fix that is Mary, you see.
That's correct. I believe that. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just a guide. I'm just a guide, and I'm throwing out suggestions and offering advice and help and consolation and so on and so forth, you know, helping any way I can. But Mary's got to do the work.
Yeah, and I find that's very important that people understand that, you know, that we're facilitators, you know, we're that hollow bone, you know.
Right.
And I'm not taking anything away from what we've been gifted with, you know, the gifts of spirit that we have. But we do touch people and we do open up things in them that probably someone else couldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're willing to receive that energy and that gift as well. But we also receive a lot from them as well. This
mm-hmm.
is the other side that people don't realize. The people who are in front of us are actually our teachers, and they're teaching us things about us and the things that we go through their eyes. We get to be witness.
That is true. That is very true. Yeah. In my experience, there's nothing greater than seeing the light bulb go on in someone's eyes after you've just said something to them that really connected that the whole thing together, mm-hmm. and they realized, aha, they had that aha moment.
All right, let's take another caller here. They're waiting patiently, and we'll move on down the line. Caller, we just ask you to ask one question to Gary, and then we will attempt to open up the universe into your favor. And here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. What's your name, caller?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I didn't actually even mean to indicate that I wanted to talk.
Okay, cool.
This is a pleasant surprise. The crystal ball must have connected us or something like that.
There must be a reason.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I just actually really wanted to get Iggy's attention because I've been receiving these notifications for years now, and I didn't even know I was still on the subscriptions list, and just really glad to keep connected. I'm the Prime Ambassador of the Elysian Fleet of Friendships, and I'm not on Facebook anymore, but that's how we met, through my dear kindred sister, Nicoletta.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, blessed be.
Good to
Thank
hear
you
from
for being back. Yes.
Good to be, yes.
Sure, it's a meaningful experiences and quality times, brother.
Good, excellent. Well, we're taking calls. I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to share, or you've been listening to the show here for a little bit. Anything that you want to give a little input about or something you want to share with us?
Yes, indeed, most definitely. I wanted to share the clarion call of the importance of offering up the torch of hope for the meek of this age, because there's a lot of questioning, a lot of fear and a lot of confusion about where we're going and what's good, what's graceful, what's bright and what's peaceful, where we belong, you know. So we have this Exodus. It's actually more of an Indus, those of us that remember coming together, restoring the heart, the heartland, you know, reclaiming mm-hmm. this paradise worldship. In the interests of peace, this is the Elysian Fleet. So let's carry it on and
very good.
Update the traditions, and the native peoples, those searching for, you know, sovereignty, decolonization. These are all really huge subjects. Sustainability. It's all moving in a good direction. So we're finding each other and
excellent.
Reconnecting with a K, right? Reconnecting.
Yeah, it sounds like this is going to be a good interview in the future, if you're up for it.
I definitely. I
got your number
to, here. Yeah, that sounds great. I would love to.
Very good. I'm going to put you back on hold there, and we're going to continue, okay?
Okay, farewell.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Heartfelt. I like when you get heartfelt friends come on and share that. That's important.
Yes, it is.
You heard what he said, Gary. What do you think? What do you feel?
My feeling is, and not to get into a whole political discussion, I really don't want to go down that road, but it's like, you know, nobody talks about the lower class people. Everybody talks about the middle class and the upper class. And really, you know, as spiritual leaders, we really need to connect with the lower class people, the people that, you know, are visiting the food pantries or looking for sustainability or looking for positive things in their lives, and give them encouragement that, you know, hey, look up. You know, mm-hmm. if it takes, you know, grabbing a loaf of bread and a pack of bologna and making up a bunch of sandwiches and taking them down to the homeless, well, we need to do more of that. As spiritual leaders, I think it's wise for us to just go ahead and do little things like that as much as we possibly can, and that will cause the worldwide tipping access to tip back away from this negativity and fighting and fear back to a more positive nature, which is the genesis of this planet.
Very good. We're ready to take another caller. Hold on a second here.
Sure.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. How are you, Iggy Man?
Hey, good.
I love
What's
your
happening?
Show. You're great. Not
Thanks.
Much, you.
Doing good,
you're
man.
Funny as, you're funny as heck.
Just spit it out. Just say it. All right.
What's your
you
name?
Have anything?
I'm Rose Maria.
Okay.
I haven't talked to you guys for a little bit, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You have a question for our guest here tonight? He's
sure,
doing the crystal ball reading.
Small reading, if you can pick up a spirit that's I'm thinking of, or if they're giving me a message that I'm not clearly getting.
Okay. It's the message that you're clearly getting?
I get it, but not clearly towards the end of it. You know what I mean? Like,
I want to see that there's a man that is talking to you, and this guy is telling you about some things that may have to do with higher, not higher mind, but higher authority, like officer of the law kind of thing, okay? I don't know whether he's a policeman or a lawyer, but he's definitely an officer of the law, and I see you connecting with him and talking to you about him, some incident that happened in the past or is just getting ready to happen. And I see you talking to this person about that. Is that matching up with what you're talking about?
That I'm close to what he's working with. Yeah, that it's already happened, and I know something else is supposed to finish off and happen about it.
Mm-hmm. I do see clearness ahead, but there's some stuff that you're going to have to go through, and I'm looking at what appears to be like papers laid out on a table. So you may see that. Look for that sign, and then right around the corner, everything gets clear in the ball here. But there's some, it's like a major thing that's centered right in the ball here that almost looks like papers laid out on a table. So once that happens, then there'll be clear sailing after that.
Cool. I guess I have to be present then, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's cool. I guess he's bringing me home. Because I do sense him like he's alive, but I can sense him right now, like on my arm, like more. It was there when I was in the same country, and then it stopped, and then it just came back on tonight. That's why I'm like, something's up.
I think things will work out all right in the end. Just give it a chance.
Cool. Appreciate
right.
it. Anything
Rose
else
Maria?
I need to know?
Sounds good. Let's get you got anything? Sounds.
I when she first came on, I saw like the color purple, like a violet color purple, and an inverted triangle. So I don't know what that means. Or it was a purple triangle, inverted triangle. So if that means anything to you,
it does. A purple pen.
It means geometry
like diamonds. Too. Diamonds aren't like on it on the pen.
Okay.
Like a triangle, like.
Sometimes I get something that's weird to me, but might mean something to somebody else.
That's true.
It's kind of weird looking on the pen, but it's there, like a diamond triangle type of
okay.
thing on it.
You're in her room. Good job, Katie.
Turn around. She's in the room.
What, are you going to say next she's in her pajamas? What? All right.
Oh, you hit that one, too.
All right. Rosemaria, thank you for calling, okay? I really appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys, too. You guys are good.
Thank you, Rose. Yeah. You're wonderful. Happy New Year.
You, too.
Sometimes you just get into that flow and you get into that little channel. Katie's good at that.
Yes, she
Katie's
is.
Yeah.
Because I just close my eyes and I'll see pictures in my, you know. So I'll keep staring at Iggy so I don't keep my mind blank.
She wrote to me a little paper what you're wearing, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, no.
We'll keep that private. PG-13. PG.
We haven't gone to any adult rating tonight.
Yeah,
I don't think we need to get there. We're not trying to be adults here. We're all children under the sun here.
That's right. That's right.
But you said you were married, didn't you?
Yes, I did. My wife Samantha Heron, who is an astrologer and an artist. We've been together for 25 years now and married for 20.
Okay, awesome. I know her. She has a Facebook, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Okay, so that's your.
She does
the
Mayan calendar portal, and then she does astral musings as well.
Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful! Because I didn't know you were married, and I know that was your wife. Here I was flirting with you at one time.
That's all right. Flirt away. I flirt with everybody too. I really don't care.
I just
have fun with people, and there's always room for more love.
That's right.
Okay, as long as she doesn't mind, it's innocent.
No, we're good. It's good that we have a 14-room house sometimes, because she can go to one end and I go to the other, and we don't see each other for days, and it works out just right.
Perfect. All right, we're going to go to a little break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, with Katie Singing Eagle. David's at home sleeping or something. He's not feeling well, so we want to send him prayers and love. We also acknowledge it was Martin Luther King Day, and we don't want to take away anything from this sacred holiday. Very sacred person, you know, who's, you know, an advocate for peace, justice, and, you know, civil rights movement, was, you know, tragically taken from this world. And, you know, it was one of those events that changes history and changes how people look at other people. And I always wondered, would we have the advancements we have if he hadn't been shot? Would we be where we're at today? Would him dying and becoming a martyr for something like that have changed the world as it is today?
I think it would have had a more positive impact for a lot of people down the road. Let's face it, the thing that's happening between the black man and the white man continues on the same as it's always been. And what we basically need to do even now is get over our own egos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the problem is, both sides, is the ego. And I think Dr. King would have said that himself at some point in his life, you know, because this is a paradise, and we can all be in paradise, but we've got to give up our lower selves when that's the ego.
Yeah. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle for people when, you know, we're bombarded. That's how we started the show. We were talking about foods. We were talking about, you know, the things that are just broadcasted in our face every day. And so it's a conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
It's learned behavior and conditioning. Yes, it is.
And I know
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if that wouldn't have happened, just like there's a lot of mixed relationships and marriages in my family. And I don't think even back then when it was happening, or even before the civil rights, it wasn't readily accepted. My grandparents, for example, both sides are products of mixed marriages and mixed relationships. And they went through struggles with dealing with that, and had to be here in the North, where they encountered prejudices and stuff with the relationships in which they struggled through, my great-grandparents. And even me, when I was in college, it was in the 80s, and I dated a white boy, and his parents did not want us dating. They didn't even, when they found out he was dating someone that was black, of a black background, even though I am from a mixed background, they did not put him in school the second half of the school year at my college.
Hmm.
So, his name was Mark. I could say his name, but his last name was a German name. So I kind of, and he was blonde haired and blue eyed. And once they found out he was dating me, because I remember the introduction, mom and dad, you know, and he was all excited. And then their countenance was like, what the F, you know,
yeah.
if I could. Yeah, and it wasn't nice because they were supposed to be a nice Christian family. So, but hey, I can say I'm 51 and I've dated mostly white guys in my life. I haven't dated too much. I've had, you know, a Puerto Rican here, a Chinese person there, a black person there. But other than that, I've mostly dated white guys. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I mean, that's just who happened to come that was attracted to me, and I was attracted to them. It wasn't anything that was planned or anything like that. So I am glad of the civil rights movement, because if that didn't happen, I don't know if it would have been readily accepted to where you can be out in the open going, walking down the street, holding hands or kissing someone of a different race.
Yeah. I don't date white guys.
you just bought me out.
Sorry.
He married a white woman. I mean,
I married a white woman. 25
Latin
years.
Background, and he married white, so it wouldn't have been accepted, you know, readily, if the civil rights movement did not happen.
And you know, that's something that's really important to me, that, you know, that love and the peace. You know, we talk about love and peace, and we talk about, you know, the tangibles that are capable, there are. That can happen on this paradise that, you know, Gary had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take work. You know, love and peace just don't happen by itself. It just doesn't just appear.
Right.
It's a process. It's a process of doing it over and over and over, kind of like the system that's before us. Somebody just kept feeding it to us until, you know, until we got to the point where it's like, oh, well, I guess this is how it is, you know. And, you know, we all live in the same box. We all live in boxes. We all drive down roads. We do the same thing over and over and over each day. But I think it's starting to get to the point where people are starting to say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of living in this box. I'm tired. You know, there's got to be more than just turning on the TV and watching the Kardashians, you know.
Right.
Bless their souls, because they're making millions of dollars. But, hey, you know what? That's what they do. But my point is, you know,
why do I have to buy into hate? Why do I have to buy into suffering? Okay? It's like when I started the shamanic walk, you know, is a practical application of the religion or the spirituality. It's the same with love and kindness. It's a practical application of that.
Absolutely.
Okay? And you don't learn by mouthing the words. You do it by hugging your friend or walking up to somebody in the street and giving them a smile or a handshake. It's like that sandwich I was saying, you know, pass out to the homeless, so, you know, a few sandwiches or something, you know. It's that practical application of love and kindness and joy and peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do.
Yeah, and you see more of it now, but there's a resistance, and that resistance pops its head from time to time. Old guy feeding the homeless in Florida gets arrested because he's feeding the homeless.
Yeah,
you know,
what's up
things
with that?
Like that.
What's up with that?
You know, it's that old system. It's that old parochial system. It's that old system of hate, and they don't want you to see the stuff that's ugly. They only want you to see the pretty stuff. They want you to see the stuff on top. They want you to see the cream. You know, they don't want you to see the stuff that, you know, the yogurt and all the leftovers and the residues and the stinky shit, you know, that's down there. Because you know what? But all that has purpose. Everything has purpose.
Yeah.
Everybody who's homeless in our community, everybody who's out there and suffering, you know, they're there because, number one, of choice, number one. Two, something happened to them. Three, you know, emotional issues. Who knows? We truly don't know why they're there, but they're there. And we can't just throw them under the rug and go, okay, well, you know, they're there, you know, let's put them in encampments and keep them locked away. You know, you don't do that to people. You don't do that to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I don't see the point of us doing that, you know, because this group of people suffers, and it's like, oh, well, you know, I think by seeing that, understanding it, learning about it, we all suffer. You know, we watch the evening news and we suffer. We come away with it with a bellyache. There's no reason why anybody has to suffer. We've become conditioned and habitualized into suffering on this planet, and there's no reason for it. It's almost like, you know, we're living a lie, and it has to stop. There's a lot of nice Muslims out there. There's a lot of nice Christians out there. There's a lot of nice everybody out there, and we can all get along, and we can all have peace and joy on this planet.
And, you know, and generally we do get along.
Mm-hmm.
And just the things we generally do get along.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where I'm going to stop, because I'm starting to get hot here. So, Gary, we have a few, like 5 minutes or so. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I do.
Words of wisdom. Okay.
One thing, a lot of people have, I have a shamanic name or a Wicca name, and it's Siege, Lord Siege, Jedi. And I usually don't, I don't use the Jedi part, but people have a real problem with my name, my nickname, Siege. And it's S-I-G-E with a little apostrophe after the E, and it's pronounced Siege like a siege on a castle. And mm-hmm. what that is the goddess of silence. Siege was the daughter of Sophia, who was, you know, the primordial silence, okay, goddess mm-hmm. of wisdom. And so that's why I took her name. And I do a lot of meditation, and I do a lot of trance work, and that's where I get a lot of my messages and stuff, in the silence. So just to let people know that it's pronounced Siege.
Siege.
Siege, yeah.
Very good.
Other than that, you know, I'm available 24/7. I've got a cell phone, the number's on my website. And anybody in trouble, you just need to chat for a couple minutes, you know, touch base with someone, hear a kind word. I'm always available. That's my job.
Very good.
Anything else you'd like to, you guys would like to know? I'm enjoying myself on your show. It's wonderful.
Well, keep talking until we say we can't no more, right? So, yeah.
I've been trying to be good.
What's that?
She said touch base, and I was thinking it's all about the base.
All about
touching
the base.
Touching that base.
Yeah, I agree.
All about the base. Okay.
We love Katie.
That just went through my mind as you said touching the base. I'd like to touch some base.
Now, you're going to be, are you going to be at Gift of Light?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be at the Gift of Light Expo, sharing a booth with the Condor Eagle Society. With
our
you,
crazy
you guys,
crazy bird.
And then I'm going to spend two wonderful, marvelous days having fun, and I'm going to be doing a couple talks there, and just having a good time reading cards and crystal and so on and so forth. I'm also going to be at the Universal Light Expo coming up in May, and I'll be doing several talks there. And especially, we're going to, for the first time, we're going to have a little panel. Of two Wicca, a high priestess and a high priest, a Wicca panel.
Ooh,
and anybody that's
okay.
interested in Wicca or witchcraft or whatever can come to this discussion. It's going to be an hour, hour and a half long, and get all your questions answered and anything you'd like to know about Wicca. So that'll be coming up the Universal Light Expo in May.
All right, very good.
Sounds good.
All right, some shows that are coming up this week with Insights Radio. Tomorrow we have Lunchtime Wisdom with Katie Singing Eagle, Mark Matheny, and yours truly, the Dancing Panda, Iggy Garcia. And we will actually have a show on Friday with Mark Matheny, Mark the Rabbit Hole. It's all about astrology and guests. And then we have Todd, Mud Toe Sasquatch Show at midnight on Friday. So, and we have some other shows coming up. We have Adriana Arts. She's going to have a show called The Lion's Lair. And she'll be talking about, you know, whatever Adriana wants to talk about with her guests and her friends.
From time to time.
And then we will have Don Thompson, you know, Dawn of the New Era, and she has a show called The Gypsy Wagon, and with her friend, the Portal Panda. And of course, that's me. We'll be with her. And of course, Gary's going to have his show coming up. We haven't quite set a date yet in February yet. I don't believe that it's going to be on a Sunday, and I'm not sure exactly what time, but we'll let everybody know. He'll talk about things that Gary talks about and the things he wants to share, and we'll get him accustomed to this switchboard.
Take some callers, and that'll be fun. Yeah.
The Lion's Lair is going to be kind of like an R-plus rating.
Is it going to be that bad?
I can't listen then.
I can't listen then. They're going to block me out.
No.
My parental lock's on my computer.
We're going to try to be good. But it's going to be exciting.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah. So we're glad you're joining the stable and team metaphysicians here at With Insights Radio. To share all the good things of the world and the universe. So we're happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really appreciate it. I'm honored.
Very good. All right. Well, folks, I think we've hit that magic point where we say we've done good. And we're going to move forward. I say ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono.
And have a beautiful day. Make it whatever you want it to be. Go out there and make your own luck. With that, we'll see everybody next week.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Good night.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to the zone. Needs dummies. Serve your own.
see what it can tell me. Mariel.
Get them wrapped up and out.